Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of clean clothes that just don't smell clean?
What if your clothes could stay fresh for weeks? Now they can.
Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent boosters keep your laundry smelling fresh way longer than detergent alone. Pour a cap of Downy Unstoppable's into your washing machine before each load and enjoy fresher smelling laundry for up to 12 weeks. This towel has already been used and it still smells fresh.
If you want laundry to smell fresh for weeks, make sure you have Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent boosters.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Go ahead, baby.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between. This is your host, Alicia Levon, broadcasting on air now from your favorite host with All in One. Dial in 516-459-133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So I'm here tonight, and I want to talk a little bit about business, get back to business. The last couple of shows, I haven't really, been talking about, things along the lines of business, but I wanted to get back into why I'm here. I'm a real estate agent, for those that don't know, and I I'm an investor as well. I'm a property investor. So I've been having some ups and downs with the market flipping, and I was hoping to get some callers who might know a little bit about the business and that can give some insight or have a meeting of the minds, they say, in real estate about what's going on in the market. Because even though I'm a real estate agent and an investor, I don't know everything. I'm not a finance person, but I do know that the rates are affecting the business. The rates, inflation, and all the things going on in the world are affecting the business. So I'm hoping that, like I said, we could have what I call a meeting of the minds and a intelligent conversation about debt. So I want to talk about refinancing and hard money lenders. So again, please, feel encouraged to just have a conversation, even if you, don't know about real estate or in the finances, just a general conversation or ask some questions would definitely help. Of course, we got my favorite DJ on air, Legend Brother O, on the ones and twos over there. So we appreciate that. Shout out to Dr. Chinchilla for mentioning me on the group messaging tonight. So hopefully everybody can see that and call in. So the first thing I want to talk about, bullet point to talk about, is what people are saying about where the real estate market is right now. Again, I'm a realtor, and I can tell you what I've noticed, and I can tell you, where I think things are headed. But, the one fact that we do know is that the real estate market is shifting from a seller's market into a buyer's market. And what that pretty much means is where we had things like we had people selling at, over asking price. You can't afford to buy a house, basically, because, you got somebody offering $50,000 over asking price, over what the market is saying. And a lot of people made a lot of money off of real estate, mostly people who already had real estate, who are already investors, because they already, knew the game and had the amount of money that most, just typical regular Americans wouldn't have, because, they were into investing, so they had large sums of money, set aside for that. Now, I know with a buyer's market, so with a seller's market, some of the things that were happening was, you know, you were, like I said, people were over asking and, you know, going over asking prices, and they were having these, they didn't have any contingencies, you know, they had to waive all kind of things, you know, just the it was just good for the seller. So now in a buyer's market, as it's starting to flip, because now the interest rates are going higher, so it's making it harder to afford a home. So now when you was able to afford, you know, a $500,000 home on your current income, now you are able to only afford a lesser amount because of the interest rates, because they factor that in along with taxes and a few other things. Now, a buyer's market, you have to, you know, you have to, basically with a buyer's market is you can start asking for contingencies. So in a buyer's market, you can, you don't have as many people fighting over the property. So you will have, now sellers saying, listen, they can't sell properties like they used to. So now they're going down on the prices. And then not only that, they're offering incentives. So one huge thing that people are doing now is offering an incentive to the buyer, like a buy down rate. So, you know, interest rates are maybe 7%, and they're saying, listen, we're going to pay you, we're going to give you money so that you can buy your interest rate down, which is a good thing. So now, you know, your interest rate won't be as high if they're offering you, you know, $10,000 or something like that towards, you know, the buy down of your interest rate. So that's a good thing. I mean, it's a quite a few bonuses to making it a buyer's market. But, you know, again, interest rates are still high. So that's a tough one. What are some of the other things that I wanted to speak to were refinancing. So that's another thing that's becoming harder. So as an investor, I purchase a property. And I purchase a property and then I want to refinance out of it. It's harder because the interest rates are higher now. People aren't able to afford. So it's a lot of things that you really have to have a really good realtor who knows, you know, these ins and outs of things so that you don't get caught up. But we'll talk more about that coming up. Hopefully we get some callers in. And the next track is by international DJ Legend Brother O. Let's go.
This is for my number one. This is hard to say. I want to make sure I go about this in the right way. Cause lately I've been busy a lot, and I know you don't feel appreciated and whatnot. I used to tell you that your hair looked fly, yeah. Kiss you slow and stare in your eyes. Now I talk real foul and slick. Every other sentence is you make me spit. Back in the days I was your number one pick. Now your heart's half broken and that's hard to fix. I had to dig deep inside myself, cause I can't see you bouncing with somebody else. It's a long journey back to the place we was, when I was too embarrassed to admit I was in love. And you was my good girl that wouldn't give it up. I can't let her self-destruct.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining your way. I'm gonna love you better.
When I think about the things we did, and I think about you having my kids, and I think about us sharing a crib, losing all that, God forbid. You deserve flowers and candy, the simple things, in addition to the SLs, baguettes and rings. If
Instead, I walk around like I'm a king, and having you ain't nothing but a thing. I even stopped telling you the loving was good. Too busy frontin' in the hood. Baby girl, hold me tight, don't ever let go. I'ma do it real gentle, baby, nice and slow. One more chance, baby, and don't say no, cause I got another side to show. Some say love is painful, it helps you grow. Well, it's time for the pain to go, you know?
Baby, smile today, yeah. Cause I've been imagining
already.
I'm gonna love you better.
I love you better, baby. Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
Do you think I meant to hurt you? So let's laugh together, cry together. God willing, we gon' die together. Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
So let's laugh together, cry together. God willing, we gon' die together. It's a brand new me, a brand new you, a brand new day. Sky so blue. Hold my hand while I walk with you. Sit on my lap, let me talk to you. No more games, calling you foul names. Acting like females is all the same. I'm gonna love you better, my mentality changed. From this day forward, I'll never be the same. I'ma rub your lower back, share my dreams. I love you, let me show you what I mean. Give you the deepest love a girl ever seen. Watch you sleep so peaceful and serene. A toast to the queen, you're back in my life. But this time I'ma do it right. Trust me, from the bottom of my heart, nothing's gonna tear us apart, I promise.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining always. I'm gonna love you better. And your friends will see it too, just when you think there's nothing else I can do. I'm gonna love you better.
Okay, okay, we are back on air. I'm your girl, Alicia Levon, with All in One, and this is WBNN, live from Lagos. Dial in, 516-453-9133. I think we got caller one in queue. Caller one, where are you from? What's your name?
Hi, good evening. This is E. Davis. I am the business analysis host. Strictly Business with E. Davis. How are you tonight?
Hey, E. Davis, it's a pleasure to have you on here. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so you're a business host, so that's cool because you can maybe speak a little bit to what I was referring to earlier. I'm not sure if you just tuned in or you were listening to the show, but refinancing real estate, you know, real estate is a huge part of the economy. People say it's one of the major asset ways to build assets and build wealth in America. So I was hoping to maybe talk to you about, since you are in the business, about what the state of the market is with the interest rates and everything going up and people talking about inflation. Like, what does that mean?
Well, I'm not too familiar with real estate per se, but I do know that I would rather buy the property as opposed to buying the building, or buy the land as opposed to buying the house, because you can own more and do more with it. And if you own the property, then every building will have to pay fees to you. You know what I mean? That's something that I would do. There's a movie called Founder, I believe it's called, with Michael Keaton, on how he took over McDonald's.
Mm.
And he was actually buying the property, like the land. And then he was, you know, constructing the format of how McDonald's should work, where he ended up buying it from the very people that started McDonald's because of his knowledge in buying the property. Also, a good book on understanding value in property is Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is one of my favorite books. And he just breaks it down on owning real estate, because you can always, there's always income coming in. But not just buy a house, buy an apartment building, buy a commercial building. You can rent it out, and or you can buy a commercial building and have, you can rent out the office spaces. That's going to be the money coming in. And then that's going to, of course, regenerate income on a regular basis.
Yes, yes. I've seen the movie Founder, you know, go by, and I never actually looked at it. But now, you know, that you say that, I'm going to look at that. That sounds like a very interesting, you know, movie that'll be very beneficial to what I'm trying to do. And you're absolutely right about real estate. You know, if you don't live in it, I mean, everybody needs real estate. Everybody needs a place to live, you know, shelter. You know, that's interesting that you mentioned, you know, buy apartment buildings and things like that, and commercial spaces. Commercial is one that I haven't gotten into yet, but it actually makes, and you just kind of confirmed it for me, it makes a lot of sense that if you get a apartment building, or I mean not a commercial unit, and rent the units out there, that you know, it'll be better. So, you know, I like that you mentioned that. And Rich Dad Poor Dad, what is that about exactly?
Rich Dad Poor Dad is by Robert Kowalski. I apologize for botching his name up. And what he talks is basically his journey. He had a best friend, and his best friend's father didn't graduate high school, but he knew business, where his father was a college graduate and was adamant on go to school, get your education, get a good job, and, you know, buy a house. And his best friend's father taught him about money and about owning property by playing Monopoly. And as he grew up, he was seeing that his father, even though he had a steady job and a steady paycheck coming in, was considered a poor dad, because at the end of the day, he was living check to check. Where his best friend's father, who didn't have the education but had the knowledge and the know-how, was more of the rich dad. And he was teaching him about the strategies of working for yourself and having the money come to you, not you go chase the money. It's a great book for any new person that's getting into business. Whatever the business is, it's a great, great book to study. Not just read it, just study. Because Rich Dad, the gentleman that wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he's more into the real estate and things like that, and that's okay. Whereas somebody can own a boutique, but he teaches you the strategy, because just because you have an education or a PhD does not mean that you'll have that ideal job. Because you'll have student debt for years, and then you'll have to now get a job in that field, and there may not be any jobs available. And if there are jobs available, you may not get the money that you're asking for, because one, you may lack the experience, or because, again, those jobs that you got the degree in are not in high demand. So what he's telling you is that just because you have the education, does that make you a better person or a rich person? It's the knowledge. It's the actual knowledge that you require, because you may not want to go to college and get a degree, but there's nothing wrong with taking a few classes at a local community school or online school on say on English literature if you are trying to write a book, or accounting if you're trying to, you know, start a business, marketing. A class course could take up to 90 days. Within that 90 days, you can gather so much information. But it is a highly recommended book for anyone starting their business, whatever the business is.
Yeah, I've seen the book. I think we were having a discussion about it, but I never actually read it, so I'm definitely going to do that now. And I do have a friend who, said the same thing about the book and has the game Cash Flow. I think it's Cash Flow Quadrant, which is by Robert. I'm sorry, I don't want to botch the last name.
Yeah, that's the same guy, yeah.
And he actually let me, he has it, you can play it on your computer, and he has like a Monopoly board. So I didn't play the actual board game, but he did show it to me on the computer, which I thought was really, really cool. I hope people are listening and, they take advantage of that, because you got me definitely wanting to get the book myself now, So let me just ask you, do you have a business?
I own two companies. I'm a publisher. I have a publishing company. My publishing company is called Writer's Block Publishing, LLC. We publish independent authors for free. As of October of 2021, we published 29 books. And I myself am an author under the pen name E. Davis. And out of those 29 books, I have 8 published.
Wow. That is awesome. That's impressive. Let me ask, where did you find your inspiration to start your business, to start publishing? I mean, because in the past I've liked to write poetry, short stories, and things like that. I always thought that I was good at writing, but I never knew how to make a career or anything out of it. So I'm just wondering, how did you get started with that?
I was always a writer. I knew I wanted to be an author when I was 8 years old. So that writing was always my passion. And then as I got older and life happens, whatnot, it was at the point that I heard God say, focus on your writing. And I had just lost my job. I was behind in my mortgage. And I just got a new car with a car payment. And I just said, well, I don't have a writing career. I had stacks of manuscripts upon manuscripts. I was a single parent, so it was like, okay, Lord, how am I going to be Toni Morrison or John Grisham or whatnot? And I just started to go over my manuscripts. I taught myself how to edit manuscripts between the proper pronouns, the proper verbs, the proper adverbs, adjectives, et cetera. And then when I reached out to publishers, agents trying to represent me to publishers, they simply said that they don't have a market for my book, which I knew they did, but it is what it is. I met a gentleman December 26, 2015, and I was told that he was an Amazon bestseller. He wrote children's books. And his market was for little black girls that was into science and math. And he was inspired by his goddaughter. And he was told the same thing by the agent and publisher, that there wasn't a market for his book. So he started his own publishing company. And I told him, I said, I'm a student. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do it. And whatever you tell me to study, I will study. And I had self-published my first two books. And I was telling him the turnaround time on getting my books, the cost, the wholesale cost of getting the books. And he said, start your own publishing company. And that's something I thought about maybe doing years down the line. I said, do I need to be like on Oprah's level to do something that major? He said, absolutely not. And that night, December 26th of 2015, I started my publishing company. And then in April of 2016, I went ahead and made my pen name a business. And then November of 2016, Writer's Block Publishing, LLC, was an official business. And I'm a student, so I studied the concept of self-publishing. I studied on how to get the EIN numbers. I studied how to market. And as an independent author, the sales can be very staggering. It can be very you can sell one book and not sell anything for 4 months because the platform that I use is Amazon. If you're not putting you have to put yourself literally out there. You got to be present on social media. You have to find opportunities to vend. It could be at, say, a yard sale or a flea market. Just, it's the power of network. You have to, and then you got to take that money and put it back into your business. You can't, I mean, if you got to pay on some bills, pay on some bills. If you got to get some groceries, get some groceries. But you have to turn it around. And you have to heed wise counsel. I knew an author, she did not listen. She did not listen to wise counsel, and her book did not sell. And she had a very powerful book. And I just, you know what I mean? You just, because you are working for yourself, and if you want to eat, you have to go out and sell these books. If your book is $15, you got to sell it for $15. You have to, if you want to eat, you want to live, you need a place to live, you got to sell these books. And that's what it was. It's a bona fide hustle. And the people that I admire, from people like John Grisham, who sold books out of the trunk of his car, even somebody like MC Hammer. MC Hammer made his album, and then his wife made them baggy, goofy pants he wore. His wife constructed those pants because when he would dance, he would always rip his pants. So she made them baggy like that. And what he did was he got his dancers, and they would practice, and then they would go to the club. He'll ask the DJ to play his song at the club. And then at the club, him and his dancers, they would go and perform that dance. Cause so now they're dancing, and you got his music playing in the background. He's getting the attention. And he sold his albums out of the trunk of his car. And that's how he got started. You have to hustle. But that was my motivation, because I refuse to work. I just refuse to be up under somebody's for the rest of my life. I understand that some, you know, the business might be slow, and you have to get a 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with that. If you got to get a 9-to-5, learn from that 9-to-5. Study from that 9-to-5, because that might be teaching you a marketing tool. That might be teaching you customer service strategy. That might be teaching you some type of daily discipline. So that's okay. But when this season comes where you got to work for yourself, you got to hustle, and you got to push. And that's been my motivation for years.
And honestly, not only was it important for you to hustle, but it was important for you to listen to that first voice, you know, that yeah. God voice that told you to even take that step. I
yes.
think that's the hardest thing to do, you know, when you're comfortable with this 9-to-5 and you something inside of you, or, you know, or God tells you, you have to do this thing that is like one out of a million, and you're going to be okay. And for you to be that brave to take that step is, you know, that's interesting. I think that's wonderful, and I commend you a lot for that, because I don't know that I could have done that. I had the strength to do that. So, you know, that's very inspirational for me, and I hope it's inspirational for the people out here listening too. So we got to take another.
I appreciate that.
Go ahead.
I apologize. Go ahead.
No. I would like to hear what you had to say first, please.
Oh no, I was just saying I definitely appreciate that, and I didn't have a choice because I was terminated from my job, so I was jobless. I had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out and got another job, and I couldn't start for a few weeks. But during that time frame, that's when I, you know, used that time frame to, you know, reach out, you know, try to put my name out there, try to find an agent in X, Y, and Z. And that's when the Lord showed me, this is how you're going to do it. And that's the most important thing, is learning to listen. Because
yeah.
He's going to put people in the path. He's going to encourage you. And if you don't listen, you're not going to succeed.
Yeah. And you know, I want to ask you, too, after this, I know we got to go to another track, but I want to ask you too, how do you listen? Does that make sense? Is that a good question?
That's a great question. I could definitely answer it after Ola Dele spins that track.
All right, let's do it.
Yo, Yvette, there's a lot of rumors going around. It's so bad, baby, you might have to skip town. See, something smelling fishy and they say it's you. All I know is that you made it with the whole damn crew. They say you're a man cheater during the full moon. Of the senior boys' locker room. They said Yvette walked in, there wasn't too much rap. Her reputation got bigger, and so did the cat. Cause girl, your mama should've taught you better. I'ma sit down and write you a long
I'd have to treat you like you was my distant cuz. I'm not a news reporter, I don't mean to assume. What should I think? I seen you coming out the men's bathroom. You wasn't in there alone, wasn't using the phone. The door was locked for 20 minutes, all I heard was moan.
Dear Yvette,
I don't really know if the story is so. I can either ask Curly or Larry or Moe, or Earl, Shabazz, Lou, Mookie, or Joe. Like Santa Claus said, you're a ho-ho-ho. In every disco, you say hello, like you're a little angel, but we all know since you was 11, you've been acting this way. You always got in bed when you wanted to play. You're a freak. You think you're Lady Godiva. Some freaks alive, but he bet you're alive.
Dear Yvette,
you're a backseat queen, a elevator pro, a high-powered body makes the Levi's grow. See the stories I've heard, they could amaze. I heard she did it on a motorcycle back in the day. So calm down, freak, get a GED. That's a general education on GTC. One day you'll see and agree with me, unless you're gonna be a freak until you're 93. For you, there's no fee, everything is free. This is from me to you, not you to me. Every night is your night, your leather pants are tight. You try to shake your butt with all your might. I don't really wanna diss nobody. You might think I had a little too much Bacardi, but that's not the problem. The problem's the bet. How bad can a girl's reputation get? See, she's the kind of girl all the homeboys met. If you're desperate, that's the bet, cause she'll say bet.
Dear Yvette,
B-boys are hard on the boulevard. The reverend at the church said you was barred. Homeboys on the block love you a lot. You're a real famous freak, whether you like it or not. So before you start walking and your beak starts squawking, let me explain to you who is talking. I'm LL Cool J from around the way. You boogie down to my records almost every day. Go 100 miles an hour when you're standing still. You're faster than my caddy when it's going downhill. Won't forget that day in the YMCA. The guy at the desk said it was okay for you to come inside, cause he knew you'd stay. Greg G and Garfield yelled hooray.
Dear Yvette.
Okay, we are back again. Your host, Alicia LaVon, on air now with the business extraordinaire, E. Davis. So before we left off for that wonderful track by DJ Legend Brother O, I was asking, how do you listen?
How do you listen? Well, if you have a gift, everybody has a gift that's in them. You can be the most gifted singer. You can be a gifted orator. You can be an author. You have a gift. And if you want to use your gift to make money, profit, then you have to listen to wise counsel. Because if, like, a prime example, Whitney Houston. Everybody loved Whitney Houston. She was the voice. But she was a chain smoker, and I was not good with her voice. And we all know about her habits, and we saw how her not listening declined her voice. And she just wouldn't listen, and she just would not tap in to that power, that voice, because, you know, the desires were stronger. And, I mean, we get it, but you have to listen. If you want to succeed in anything in life, you have to listen to wise counsel. Even Solomon prayed and he said, Lord, I don't know how to handle these people. I'm a young judge. I don't know how to handle these people. And God, I'm going to make you the wisest man that ever lived, because you didn't ask for money. You didn't ask for death of your enemies. You just asked on how to handle the kingdom. I'm going to make you wise. And the thing is, God will send you someone who knows the business that you're trying to get into, or who could recommend someone, and you just have to listen. If they say, if you're a singer, and if they say the way your voice, your octave range, if they tell you not to use your voice too much in the morning because it's saved before the evening, and you talking, you singing, and you laughing, and you clowning, whatever, you're not listening. You're not listening. So by the time the evening show comes, you can't sing a lick, your horse, you're not listening. And people that know business, that also have the gift of discernment, they're going to tell you, don't go over here. There's nothing but trouble over here. Don't go over to that particular store, because they don't appreciate you over here. No, you leave them alone. Go over here and hustle your brand. Go over here and sell your brand, because this is where the money is. This is who's going to appreciate you. This is going to value you, because you never. Somebody may be in that crowd, and that group of people that will see you, and say, "Hey, you know what? I see what you're doing. I know somebody who could get you a business deal, a marketing deal. I know somebody who could get you, say, a commercial building to sell your product." But if you over there at the particular store that your mentor said don't go to, and you're not making no money, you didn't listen. And that you just gotta pay. God will always send someone to you that knows the business a little bit better, who will give you that counsel. And then the thing is, you don't even have to worry about the finances, the strategy, because it's already set up. You just got to move forward. Like with my book, I kept saying, I got to do better. So a friend of mine said, come meet this guy. He's Amazon's bestseller. It was a day after Christmas. I didn't want to go nowhere the day after Christmas, but I went. And I just said, you know what? Tell me what to do. I said, wow. I will do it. Tell me what to do. And he said, this is what you do. I said, okay. And I was newly engaged. And I told my now husband, and he heard everything. And he's been supporting me from day one.
Wow.
That's how you do it.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And I guess it's good to have it's definitely good to have a partner. Like you said, you were newly engaged and your husband, and he's been supporting you. And it feels, you know, I guess a little safer to have somebody that does support you. You know, that's an added bonus in, you know, your dream. So that's awesome that you were blessed to have that. So I also sparked a question, you know, when you're talking about, because I actually, it's funny that you talked about Whitney Houston. She's one of my favorites, because I actually do sing too. And I used to want to be a singer, and then I wanted to do. And I was blessed to, you know, meet a lot of people and go a lot of places, and I performed. And at one point I was getting, you know, paid to do little gigs and things like that. And even now, a lot of people call me for, like, you know, funerals or weddings and stuff like that. But I always, I guess, I never listen. I just never listen, you know. At one point somebody was saying, well, do gospel, and I didn't listen. And then at some point I just didn't listen. So that's the reason I asked that question is because I find it hard to listen, because I feel like I have so many, I'm not quiet in my brain, I would say. So I have so many different, you know, directions that I want to go in. And I think that, you know, that's why I decided to just, you know, turn away from music altogether. But I wanted to ask you, sparked a question with me. I wanted to ask you, what's your biggest fear? So now that you're here and you're doing your thing and, you know, you're living your dream, you know, you have your husband and he's supporting you. What's your biggest fear?
Not being able to do it. Just being in a position where it's just, it's like, I mean, I was born to write. It's in me. So my mind is like, I got three stories I'm brainstorming now. It's like, okay, I got to pick one to just focus on and focus on the next. But not being able to write, because I could have a publishing company and I can, what's the word I want to use? I can dispose of it. Like, okay, writer's block is now done. And I can tell all the authors I publish, I can even show them how to publish their own works. And just, I said, God bless and Godspeed. Gift is no longer in me. God is not, he doesn't take his gifts back. So he doesn't give gifts without repentance. But if that creative gene is no longer in me, then that would be my fear, because I'm not going to say I have nothing, because I have Christ. I'm like, wow, okay. However, I do know that if I'm not writing for a season, there's always a project that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really call it a fear, but it's just, I don't want to be in a position where I can't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to break my right hand and can't write. Or I don't, you know what I mean? But then I can always talk into a recorder and talk the book out. So when my right hand is feeling better, I could write. I don't want to lose my voice if I end up breaking my right hand. I don't want to be in that position. So my fear is not being able to do what I'm called to do, my gifts.
Wow. So now you sparked another question. I'm just unfolding everything that you're saying here, and it's really helping me out. You know, as we're talking through it, you know, I'm feeling very inspired myself. Because like I said, I've liked to write poetry since I was very young. I found it to be an outlet for, you know, ways that I was feeling. So you know, and I felt like it was a gift. So you know, I would write. As a kid, you know, you can't buy anybody anything. So I would write poems to people, you know, like in a card, you know, that would be my birthday thing. And I would write, you know, with their name, and it would rhyme, and it's so adorable. And everybody's like, oh yeah, she's so cute. You know, when I'm 12 and 13. But my question to you now, because I'm seeing a lot of things that I had wanted to do and failed at in you explaining to me how you succeed in. So that's why I'm asking you these questions, because I want to know how I could get that back. So my next question to you after that would be, where do you find your inspiration? Like, how and where do you find the inspiration to keep going, being a publisher for so long and this being your craft? Like, how, I'm wondering for myself, how did I lose it? Like, how do you keep going? Where's the inspiration?
You have to eliminate distractions. So you said that your mind is always busy. That means you're easily distracted. And it's okay to have multiple visions. It's okay to, if you sell real estate, that's great. If you write poetry, that's great. If you sing, that's great. So focus on one thing at a time, even if it's for that day. Not for that season, but for that day. So if Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday is the real estate, don't worry about writing your poetry. Don't worry about singing your song. Focus on making that money, either selling a house, getting a contact, getting the, you know, if you have a meeting for somebody to look at the house or the property, you focus on that. If Tuesday is the day that you're going to write your poetry, then you write your poetry. You get up in the morning, you stay up late at night, whatever your routine is, and you focus on your writing. And if Thursday's the day that you're going to sing, you're going to do your vocal exercises, you're going to do this and that, then that's when you sing, because maybe you're asked to sing on Saturday at a funeral or at a wedding. You have to be extremely disciplined, because nobody's gonna pay your bills but you. Okay, I mean, you might ask your mom, your dad, your aunt, whomever, like, hey, let me hold $50. I gotta take care of X, Y, and Z. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, ain't nobody gonna pay that mortgage but you. Ain't nobody gonna pay that rent but you. Ain't nobody gonna pay that cell phone bill but you. So you gotta go to work. So you have to be extremely disciplined. Okay, and I had to go back to work this past year. I'm okay with that. I get up at 4 in the morning every day, Sunday to Sunday. I have my prayer time. I work out every day, okay? So I don't let nobody distract me. I don't care. Unless it's Jesus, don't call my phone after a certain hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's my time. I'm going to get some rest. That's my time with my family. And then when I get up in the morning, that's my time with the Lord. That's my time for me. I work out, get my body together, and I go to work. And I make that money. And then on the weekends is the days that I might have to write or I might have to talk to a new author. And, again, my husband and my daughter knows that this is what it is. Now, we have our family time. You know, we'll sit and watch movies together. We'll go out to eat. Don't bother me. Because that's my time. You have to, that's how you get it back. If you want it bad enough, you'll be disciplined. There's no phone call that, unless somebody passed away, God forbid, there's no phone call that important that you can't call them back.
Right.
There's no text that important that you can't reply back. Especially if you're trying to get to a certain level. One of the people that I admire the most is Quincy Jones. His documentary is on Netflix. And I remember when it first came out, I binge watched it like for a whole week. And then I actually watched it again 2 days ago. Okay. And his work ethic is so phenomenal that it gave him 2 brain aneurysms. Now, I'm not saying work that hard where you get sick. Quincy is a G. He knows music. He knows sounds. This is what he wanted to do. Another person I admire, whose documentary I watched back-to-back on repeat this week, was Janet Jackson. That came out, I think, last year. It's on Hulu. And she had to get from her family name. I mean, and we all know the story. We all know that she's Michael's sister. We all know she comes from the Jackson family. But she was saying, I'm not them. I'm me. Uh-huh. So she had to work and get her own sound, her own style. Okay, and then another documentary I was watching was Jennifer Lopez. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, I was just, and then I watched the Homecoming with Beyonce. And these are all, and everybody I mentioned, these people work, and they got other business ventures, and they got other things they want to do, which is okay. Again, that is beyond great, because that's multiple streams of income. But what I'm saying is, how do you get it back is you have to go to work. If you got a little office in your house, a little section in your living room, Saturday morning, if you got between 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. to make phone calls, return emails, to organize your agenda for the week, that's going to work. Just because you ain't walking out the door and punching in a clock, I mean, you ain't going to work. That's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working. That's what that is, okay? If you do a vocal rest because you got to sing on Saturday, that's working. Because you might, and you may not even have to reply to a text. Yeah, get your mind right. That's working. Like, no, I'm busy. Because 9 times out of 10, the people who are not really, I mean, you got your supporters, you got your riders, but the people who are really in your corner, they're going to make sure you working.
Yeah.
They're going to come to you. If you're on vocal rest, they're going to come to your house and cook your meals for you. Because you need to rest physically, mentally, emotionally. And then on your day of rest, yeah, on that self-care Sunday, whatever that day is that you choose, yeah, that's how you get it back. You have to want it. And when you want it, you got to be disciplined to do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds to me like
I need to, and maybe, you know, other listeners might, you know, share my feelings, but I sound like I need to make time for myself and what I want to do, because that's how nobody else is going to understand my goals and what I want. So I've got this going on, and they're asking me to do something that's completely opposite of making me successful in my goal, then, you know, those people aren't for me, and I need to make that time for myself. So I appreciate you saying that. It's more like confirmation for me, because I have felt like people are pulling me in all these directions that I don't want to go in. And a good example would be, so right before the show, you know, I have some tenants, and I'm having my right before I'm supposed to go on, you know, this show to talk to you, I've got my tenants, you know, calling and making complaints. And I'm like, I mean, it kind of got me down, where as though I didn't, you know, in the beginning of the show, I was like, you know, looking at text messages, and I'm like trying to like listen in, but I'm trying to see if anybody. And then, you know, towards the, you know, the interesting, you know, points that you were making, and, you know, and now I feel like people know what I'm doing, you know. So it'll wait. It can wait. It's going to be fine. And, you know, I'm not going to pay any attention to it. I'm making the time for myself, something that I like to do, something that brings me joy. And people that care about me won't want to, you know, disturb that peace. So
right.
We got to play another track by DJ Legend Brother O. But when we come back, I wanted to ask you about your goals going forward, since it seems like you're already doing what you want to do. Where else would you go from here? But I guess we got to take this track by DJ Legend Brother O.
Watch that out, baby. Make it hot, baby.
I'm feeling kind of horny. Conventional methods of making love kind of horny. I want to knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's off.
I'm gonna call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat tie.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a rough neck, nigga, man, dingo in a sack who ain't afraid to pull my hands, spank me from the back.
No doubt. I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel. For the right spot to hit now, get down.
Damn, I love a dick down. You use the rubber.
Damn right.
You are my lover.
All night.
The pretty good to you, heard the rubber.
Man tight. The only thing left to do was climax. Let's make it last.
Word, we ain't going out like that. All this time you've been telling me that you was a gun.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen. Now let's get it on.
You made me wild. Don't do that. Chill. Wait a minute, baby. Let me please your back.
Talk a good one, shorty. Love, you're making me sweat. How a live nigga like a girl?
Nice and wet. We get it on to the big girl like it, daddy.
Nice and hard, safe sexing it, flexing it, getting that affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, all while we're doing it.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queens, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queens, she was raised out in Brooklyn. I wanna hit it in the worst way.
Make it hot.
Scheming on the ass since the first day.
Damn, I love it when you talk like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
As long as you can bounce me back.
time to do mine. Camcorder in the whole shit.
Press rewind, let it go on screen while we puff the L. Laying back in the cut while we're under the spell.
Word life, I like the way the F went down. Go to sleep, tomorrow I'll take you back downtown. We'll be
from Lagos, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We looking for callers. I'm your girl, Alicia Levine, with the show All in One, and we have E. Davis, author, publisher, businesswoman extraordinaire, and we have caller number 2 in the queue. Caller number 2, where are you from?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh.
What's your name?
So my name is Tiana Speaks. I am the newest host of WBNN. I am listening to the show, and I'm listening to two, you know, powerful ladies go back and forth. And I think I love the fact that, you know, you two, you're just doing so well. Like, you're doing so well and so smooth. You know, no, honestly, you guys are doing, listen, you know, you heard the song, right? Are you doing it well?
Are you doing it well? Doing it well.
Are you? So you guys are just like, I'm listening, I'm like, it's just, I love, listen, first of all, I just got to say this. So, one, I have to say WBNN is amazing, and this is a testament. It's just how you guys are talking. It's like a regular conversation you would have, you know, and that's what the magic is, I think, of our shows, you know, on this particular network. I know Brother O chooses the right people, you know, when that happens. And then I would just say, like, both of them, you know, Dr. Chinchilla and Brother O, we have to really think about what they do. You know, Brother O listens to every show. I don't know if Dr. Chinchilla listens to every show, but I know she listens to a lot, and I don't know if I could do that, meaning every single show for all these years and just, you know, have to provide feedback and stuff. Like, it's amazing. And you guys are a testament. You guys are a testament of what exactly is so special about this particular network. Yeah. And I'm listening to how you're like, we got to go to another show. It's just, like, so smooth, you little girl. I love it. You're so smooth. And then, you know, I like that you guys are sharing your truth. You're sharing what, you know, what you're afraid of, you know, of not being able to do it, you know. And I'm going to just say this, you know, I know this might sound, you know, unusual. I don't know, because I'm not sure even what I'm about to say myself. But I don't have fear. I don't have fear of what I can't do, and I'm going to tell you why. Maybe this is a testament to you guys, for you guys to hear that. I'm never afraid of what I can't do because, you know, I was a person who used to be in a wheelchair in 2006, right? I used to be in a wheelchair in 2006. I walked with a cane for 3 years. If you look at me now, you would never know that. When I tell people that, their eyes open like, what? Huh? imagine going from a person who had to, like, you know, I had to depend on other people to help me with certain things, you know, maybe not the usual things that most people in a wheelchair did. So I've been to the point where it's like you can't, you know, so my mind is my greatest asset. So don't have a fear. If your mind is great, you can conquer great things. So whether your hand works, whether, you know, your voice, whatever it is, you are going to overcome that and conquer, especially because you got a family behind you. We got WBNN. And I'm sure you have a supportive husband and everything. So it's like, don't be afraid of anything. Anybody listening, don't be afraid of what you can't do. There is nothing. I've accomplished so many things in my life that people have just couldn't imagine. You know, to me, it's every day. And like last night, we had Huni on, we had my friend, right? And I didn't get asked the question. I didn't get asked the question, would you play, you know, checkers or chess, right? Here's what I would say, right? I've never played chess. I don't know how to play chess. My mother had a big chessboard in the house, right? Because my attention span is not that great. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm going to tell you something. I think in this game of life like I'm playing chess. So when I make my moves, it's like playing checkers. It's easy. So that's what I would answer that. So you guys, you know, I want you to go forward. Just don't have any fear with what you have. You know, your mind. If anything else and all else fails, you can't touch, you can't see, you can't smell, you can't hear. Your mind is your greatest thing that you could ever have in your heart and your soul, all together in one, is the greatest thing you could have. There's no reason to don't put that in your mind of being fearful. Just know, have a fear of being great. Have a fear of being great, meaning like, wow, what am I going to do when I get to this greatness or whatever, you know? I'm going to just tell you, like, I'm the CEO of two companies. If I tell y'all my story, y'all will be shocked. But there's people around me who are like, oh, my God, I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. It's so hard. No, it's not. You believe in yourself. I believe in myself. I believe I could conquer anything, anything that I set my mind to. I guarantee I feel so great that I feel like I could go to any corporation who doesn't know me. I will go straight to the CEO and have a conversation and have a position in that job. That's how I feel, how powerful I am. And I'm not saying that to be arrogant. I'm not saying that to be ego. I'm saying it because I know who I am and what I can deliver. So when you get into anything and you get involved in anything, and I say this about people who worry about being terminated, know that you're great. Know that when you come become a part of something, add some value to it. So there's a thing called Dunning-Kruger, right, if I'm saying it right. It's when people, you know, have the belief of themselves being greater, you know, than what they really are. We have a lot of those people, and I'm not speaking of those people who don't deliver what they're supposed to and they get, you know, fired. But what I'm saying to you is I believe, I'm a true believer, and when you set forth in something and you believe that you can achieve, you will do it no matter what, you know. I believe that. You just put your mind to it. Your mind is so powerful. So I want y'all to know y'all are powerful tonight. Do y'all know that? Y'all are doing it. You heard the song you played. I know it's a whole different thing, but you know y'all doing it, right?
Yeah.
You know you can do it well as well, right?
Doing it.
I just
want
to say that to y'all.
I appreciate that. That's beautiful.
You know, so don't be fearful of your hand. Don't be fearful of your voice. Be fearful of what you're going to do when you reach that, when you get to the top of that mountain and you reach that success. But when you get to that top of that mountain, know there's another mountain that you could climb. Never feel like you're at your greatest. Always keep climbing because you never know who's down at the bottom looking up at you for inspiration. Okay? And I'm Tiana C. My show is January 26th. At 9:30 p.m., the power of thoughts, and I hope that both of you will be listening.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I got to come on and say this right now. You know, I got E. Davis on. I got, you know, Alicia Levon, and, of course, Tiana Speaks. And it's funny, never have fear, because if you do, you'll disrespect the mic. And you all know how I feel about anyone on this network disrespecting the mic, because they're not going to be here long. And I love what Tiana just said. And now I have a dedication to you three, because it's all about what I do, because I rip.
Right.
And let's go right now. Yeah. The Ripper, Olad of Steve.
Milky, and I'm back. My ace in the hole with this brand new track. I'ma throw it up and beat it I got the power, I'm
back the river. People, let me see if you could dance to the river. I'm double platinum, I'm watching you get dizzy, check out the way I say my, the flame I play my, came on the back behind the cool without the AY. I love to ride the groove because the groove is smooth and makes me move, and I'll improve as it goes on, as it flows on. When you see me, don't ask me if the show's on. How that sound, don't come around, playing me close round, pulling my jock to be down. You need to stay down, way down, because you're low down. Do that dance, the prince of rappers gonna throw down.
Everybody was starting to mellow out. Tiana kept talking about how smooth we were. I don't know if I could be smooth after that track. It's still playing in my head. But we're back. This is your host, Alicia Levine. We're All in One. I have Ms. E. Davis on the line. And I was trying to ask you before, because I'm just so interested and intrigued by your story. You know, you said some things that really touched me and inspired me. So I wanted to ask you, because you talked about, you know, you listening to your voice. I'm just in awe of, you know, how you were able to control, or I guess you could say control your, you know, your goals and your career. And that's the key to happiness, I think. So, you know, I'm over here trying to take a page out of your book, which is why I'm asking you these questions. But I wanted to ask you at this point now, so you've controlled your goals and you know what you wanted to do in your career, and I'm just wondering, what do you have left? Like, what are your goals going forward now that you've achieved a lot of you know, the success that you had already been, you know, dreaming about? And then what type of skills do you want to continue to develop? Because I know you talked about, you know,
all these different, you know, entrepreneurs and you know, the guy from McDonald's, and then you can bought the properties and then get this and that, and it just keeps building. So at your point, what goals do you have left for your career, and what are some skills that you want to build?
Well, one, always continue writing. Until the good Lord takes me home, I'm an author first. Continue writing. Continue to develop my writing skill. You know what I mean? As far as the artistry behind it. I love teaching writing techniques. I was talking to Big Brother O just, I think, Wednesday, if it was Wednesday. And I used to do the Tuesday tips. I did them for about 2 years. I gave writing tips. I went live on Facebook. I had a video on Instagram. And I kind of stopped because everything seemed redundant. And I said, how can I redevelop it? And we took the time to brainstorm. So it was even developing my social media presence on encouraging people to write. Those who want to write, I don't want to say everybody's not a writer, everybody's not an author, but those who want to write, those who want to tap into that creative realm, I want to encourage you and show you how to do so. So again, it's developing that teaching mechanism to develop myself as a writer and as an artist. On the entrepreneurial level, I want to own more businesses. My goal now is, if not by the end of this year, definitely by the end of next year, I want to own a bookstore. I live in the Pittsburgh area, and I want to own a bookstore where I can help independent authors come sell their books inside the store, come and, you know, do a spoken word, open mic, do a place where they can vend, and just get their name out there. Because, again, independent authors, you got to work extra harder because you may not have the budget that a big publishing company will do. You may not have the budget to go on a book tour. So you really got to get your presence out there on social media. So I want to be able to even help independent authors even on that level. And then I'm looking forward to starting a charity at the end of this year on spiritual warfare. So, I mean, I got a lot on my plate. This is why I strongly encourage anyone that if there's something that you want to do, like I believe it was Tiana Speaks that was on, she was determined to walk. She was determined to walk without a cane. She was determined to be mobile. It's determination. If you want it bad enough, nothing will stop you. This radio station has been going on 10, 11 years now. Because our big brother O wanted it bad enough. So he was recruiting individuals. So now there's a different host every night.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted it bad enough. And now he's a whole way out. I mean, now this is international. So just keep going. Just keep going. Don't let anyone tell you you can't. Don't let anyone say, well, that's not realistic. I didn't ask you what your opinion was. This is what I'm doing. Either you're riding or you're not. You want to have a support team. You definitely need your support team. And if there's any naysayers or negativity, you got to send them passing. You'll need no ounce of even. This is how important non-negativity is. When Lucifer had the thought, not the act, the thought of being higher than God, he kicked them out of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody negative in your court, you say, I don't know. Nope. Get on board or leave.
Wow.
That's it. You got to be determination, and that's the goal. And these are my goals. I talked to my husband about them. My husband has his own company as well. And my pastor's son said, I'm the visionary. He's the executioner. That's why I love the type of man that I married, because I could say, honey, this is what I'm thinking about. It could be something. It could be a home repair. It could be a book. It could be a day at the mall. It could be anything. It's just I just have a vision, and he just knows how to help me execute it. And that's why I said you got to get a support team. Now, the naysayers, you may not have a naysayer where they're negative, but they're going to ask you, okay, well, how's this going to work? Explain it to me. That's different. But if straight-up haters, they say, nah, it ain't going to work because ain't nobody done that. Anybody, you know what I mean? Like, anybody, think about it. Beyonce dropped the whole album in a day, and it's one of the best albums in the world.
Right.
Videos and everything. She and everything. I'm not a big Beyonce fan. I can care less. Her work ethic is remarkable, but the fact that she did it, she's like, I'm gonna do things differently. I'm not gonna do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how inspiring you have been on my show today. I'm telling you, I myself didn't expect, to have such a good show, talking to you. So I just want to let you know I appreciate you for sure. We got caller number three in the queue.
Real quick, before,
yes.
I just want to give you a piece of advice about the tenants that's texting you and all that nonsense.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, they still going.
Set up an email.
I'm doing better at ignoring right now, though.
Set up an email and hours of operation.
Yep.
Okay, and then get a different phone.
Yep, no more getting my personal phone.
You got a complaint. Yep, you got a complaint. You got an issue. You send it to me in an email because that's your paper. Don't do no texts because if you switch phones, that means you lose your texts. You
right,
got to go back and get the SIM card and all that stuff. Set up an email. Say, email me at .com about whatever the issue is, and I'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. Get a different phone where there is no texting.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do text, follow up with, please email me your concerns.
Yep.
Hours of operation. So I might answer the phone after 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you take that time in the evening, go over those emails. Like I said, that could be whatever day or whatever time in the morning, and you can follow up with those emails.
Absolutely correct. And I messed up, and I wasn't thinking like that because this is my first time having a rooming house. So this is a veteran's home. So it's my property, and I'm renting rooms out. This is my first time doing it this way instead of just one apartment or one house. And, I felt like these people – since it's a program, they needed more of me. So I overextended myself by giving them my cell phone number, even explaining to them, I'm the owner. If you got any questions, I'm handing out soaps and all types of stuff that I don't have to do because they get those services through the Veterans Center. So, I do agree, and I'm going to definitely put that in place probably starting February 1st is going to be a new policy. Don't call my phone. Here's an email.
Well, I mean, or get a different phone where they can call that phone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then after, certain hours of operation, follow up with an email. And, we'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. It's boundaries.
Yeah. No, I definitely don't need the extra stress, for sure.
Mm-mm.
Another caller in the queue. We were about to start. I was about to say that, and then we got on another topic. I feel like, well, we've known each other for years. Caller three in the queue. Hi, caller three. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, peace. My tribal name is Huni Bakatun. My pen and stage name is Master Tar Magic Man Haru. I really enjoy the show. I mean, the feminine energy and two businesswomen on the same night. This is major. Much divine love and respect for you, Davis. Definitely one of the best when it comes to business and know-how. And definitely been tuning into you since you've been back with us here on WBNN. So you have definitely got things going on. I really appreciate the work and the elements of business that y'all bringing to our great company. So I definitely wanted to show my divine love and support for both of y'all, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, big ups, big brother. How are you? Enjoyed your show last night.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's off the chain right there. Yeah, right off the bat. Happy New Year to you and your family. Thank you so much for tuning in, and don't be no stranger. This is, 2023, so I got to be able to hit harder because a lot of times our people has given up. But also want to say extra, especially on the real estate end, because it's our turning time now. So our people is just less than 5 years, according to biblical prophecy, out of a serious 400-year bondage. So to see ones like yourself come up as far as business and clientele, that's one of the things that many of us have failed, from celebrities and everything, because honestly, during that bondage, we wasn't taught business. You know, we wasn't even taught to mind our own business. But now it's time for us to mind. You get what I'm saying? I mean, if we really serious about us taking control of ourselves and each other and this entire planet that we officially own, you know, to get out of that servitude type of mentality. I enjoy being a leader, but I wanted to mention that last night, so I'm going to mention it here. The roles and positions that I play is definitely a leadership role, but I also don't mind being a servant. A lot of times being a servant, like y'all are when it comes to business and switching it back to myself, it's one of the personal highs that I get, not out of ego, but to be able to serve another, you know. And one of the great people that we have during our day and time say that you can't love the people if you're not willing to lead the people, and you can't lead the people if you're not willing to serve the people. So that's exactly what it's about, okay? So thank you. Thank you, thank you for all that y'all doing. Happy New Year. I raised the glass of libation for success for all of us for this fiscal year and beyond, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling with the positive energy. That feels good. That feels good. I have one more, and it's coming time to a close, and I just have one more thing that I wanted to ask you. If you could go back in time to maybe, to your 20-year-old self, what advice would you give yourself? And then would you change anything that you've done?
If I could go, let me see, at 20 years old, I mean, I was definitely going through a lot at 20 years old. So what I would do is stay focused, because, again, writing was always – the goal. Being an author is always the goal. I can't change anything, because I learned so much in what I've been through. I've shared my story. I married young. I was 22, almost 23 when I got married to my first husband. I became a mama to his children, and then we had our daughter together all in 1 year. It was a very turbulent marriage, a very unhealthy marriage, but it taught me how to be a fighter, a survivor. And also, at the age of 22, my mother passed away of breast cancer. She was 41. So I was in a different world, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And when I got the courage and the backbone to tell him to kick rocks, in the meantime, in between all that turmoil, I was writing. So like you were saying, you find solace in writing your poetry. I was finding solace in writing. And like I said, I had manuscripts on top of manuscripts. So what it taught me was, and it may be because I had a child, and as a single parent after we divorced, I didn't have time to wallow. I had to take care of my baby. I didn't have time. I mean, I had battles of depression. I had battles of anxiety. I had battles of issues. But I didn't stay there because I had to take care of this baby. So it was like, just stay focused. If I get through today, I'm okay. If I get so once tomorrow comes, I get through that day, I'm okay. Now my daughter's 23, and I remarried. We're beyond happy. It's just to stay focused, because there's a goal. And if you stay focused on that goal, when you look back, you'll see that everything that you sacrificed, everything you went through is worth it, was worth it.
Wow.
Well, you know, I just want to say, you know, this has been, I feel like you are inspiration to me, and I feel like, you know, I would love for you to be a mentor, you know, even just your thought process and everything being positive and keeping focused on God is even important. You know, so I hope that somebody, I definitely got something out of my show tonight, speaking to you, and I hope that everybody else got something, out of it as well. And I'm definitely going to tune in, to, you know, to you, you know, I'm going to see, is there a way that people can, you know, find your information on social media or something? Like what are some ways that?
Yes, ma'am. So, Instagram, I am _E. Davis. And my government name is Ebony Dawn Starks. So that's on Facebook. And you can follow me on Facebook. Also, I do have on Facebook the Strictly Business page, also on Facebook. And I post a lot of business tips and advice and things like that.
Okay, I think I found you. So it's a couple of two of them look like. No, that's. So it's just underscore, just one underscore E. Davis, no dot.
Yeah. I am underscore E. dot Davis. Sorry about that. Yeah.
I am. Okay. I am underscore E. dot Davis. I think I have you.
Yeah, yeah. E. Davis. My logo should be on the left-hand side of my photo.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I just followed you. Okay, great. So I can stalk your page a little bit. Okay, that's good.
That's
for some
right.
daily.
That's her.
For some daily inspiration, because you definitely, you know, help my vibrations to go up, and you help me, you know, with some ideas on how to set boundaries for my tenants, because they over here got me getting gray hairs, you know. So I do appreciate your information. Are there any final thoughts you want to share with the listeners?
Just take advantage of every opportunity, because you're not promised tomorrow. And that dash in between your birth year and your death year speaks volumes.
Okay. Well, peace and blessings. Thank you so much again for coming on with me. And I feel so blessed that you, you know, you came in and helped me out and uplifted my vibrations, you know, after, you know, feeling so down in the beginning of the show. And thank you, DJ Legend Brother O, for all the lovely tracks. We appreciate it, especially that last LL Cool J one. That really that really resonated. This is your girl, Alicia Levon, All in One. And,
Hold on. It sounds like you're about to end this show. No, you're not. You're going to sit back and listen. Yeah.
Man, man, for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes.
Funky. Hey, yo, Molly, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, yo, man, you know, we was getting busy on the album and everything. We been getting funky, but I want to take this jam back to farming. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, let's go back on farming. Get some of them early MCs used to be kicking it with back in the day.
Yeah.
Yo, let's do a jam with them.
I bet. But first, I got to, like, introduce you know what I'm saying?
All right, kick it.
Back in the days before I was Cool J, I used to hang up on the corner pumping games people play. Sitting on a garbage can, rhyming to my man, talking about big money and future plans. I always told the brothers if I got a contract, when the money started flowing, I'd be back to do a damn. Against all odds, introduce a rapper one from Farmers Boulevard.
Ayo, B-O-M-B bomb. Explosion attack like a cat when I'm trapped and I'm closing. Sharp ass claws and I break all laws. And I wire all jaws cause I'm perfect, no flaws. Now I'm back to Farmers on some new improved. I'm making moves, not faking moves. You don't you never come around here talking that talk. I walk on that walk, you get played like a sport. Football, soccer, whatever you favor. You're a tramp and I push a cat ready for labor. Ha! Ella have you breaking rocks. I'll have you put some fried rice in a big steel pot. The town of skills that I got rain for years. No worry, you care. Your crew is your team. Hip, hooray, he's back. Yo, save the cheers, suckers. I'm drinking 40s of beer on the
funky, funky rhymes being said here. Yeah, man, I want to check out my man, Big Money Grip.
Yo,
what's up, man? Keep a little
something. Let me let
out. Pick out the cannon, plan, summertime. CIA step into the jam, reach for the mic and the pump for the folds up. And the brothers start fleeing like it's a hose up. Some step aside, but a few play me close. Never worry, cause the brother who crossed me's getting buried. And the baby wants to deal with another dose. I see to it in an hour that the mother comatose. Farmers full of bars the place. Handing me a mic is like giving a chain called a lover face. Smoking in season and instant. At my side, busting cats is T-Boogie, my assistant. So that speaker in the trash. Why's that? Cause Gangsta Boogie gave the woofer a jazz. Big Money Grip, making you get a farmer's cruise in effect. We never heard of a header.
Yo, kind of funky out here in the boulevard, yo.
We living like Chinese airport, Turkey's bad, man.
Yo, that's Hot C over there, man.
Yo, what's up, Hot C?
What's up,
what's
up,
man? Hot C on the scene, at last, the bust a funky rhyme. More than the line on time, because I'm getting mine. Never underestimate the skill of a great one. The boulevard floor, shorts never take none. Another funky rapper from around the way. Leaving bodies at a party, cause somebody gotta pay. Boys, you've been told, put your lips on hold. All you remember is a barrel and a mop full of gold. Threatened terror on the street like it was in the past. Any punks on the block, yo, never could last. And I never feel sorry for a sucker I gained on. Any slick talker, yo, he's bound to get rained on. At any former party at my side is a mag. One time a sucker got ill and went out in a body bag. Fair woolly rough through the heart of another. The farmer's crew will never fall. That's
word to the mother. Yo,
Now you heard the brother speaking about the street that we're from. Rhymes hitting, beats kicking, you can't get none. F-A-R-M-E-R-S passing the test. Marley Marl in the background doing the rest. Do-re-mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, don't you lie, so fa, mi, re, do, k, do. Get up out my face before I play it like Plato. I did a jam against all odds, and it was dedicated to Farmers Boulevard.
All right. Wow. What a wonderful, wonderful show tonight. And I just want to first start off saying the music tonight, Brother O, was awesome. LL Cool J taking it back, little old school rap. And that mix that you just played with LL Cool J and MC Max Shane, well, MC Shane, that was awesome. That was really awesome. And all the music was awesome tonight. The caller is awesome, Brother Hooney. Tiana speaks with her questions always and her comments. And it was awesome. Oh, and she even mentioned me tonight. So that was nice. But the show, Alicia, tonight was just absolutely amazing. And for Ebony Dawn Starks, E. Davis, to be on. As well, it was like she was a special guest tonight or a co-host tonight on your show, and that was awesome. And I am so proud of both of you, and I'm so proud of you, Ebony, especially you know, with what you're doing now, and for both of you, what you're doing with business. And tonight, Ebony, you somewhat mentored Alicia, which was great. Like a mentoring, spontaneous mentoring on air, live on air, and helped her so much, and she has expressed that. So that was very, very touching tonight. And with what Tiana was saying, you know, that song that Brother O played, oh, shucks, I forgot the name of it. I don't know why I forgot the name of that song, but, oh, Doing It. You're doing it and doing it and doing it well. Yes, that was a great song and fitting for tonight, definitely. So both of you are doing it well. And just keep doing what you're doing and stay focused. And it's, you know, a lot to people that, you know, start our businesses, and it's all about staying focused and staying encouraged. Sometimes people won't have anybody to encourage them at all. So that's when we have to learn how to encourage ourselves and not let anybody hinder what your vision is. And I always like to tell people some things that you have visions and dreams, especially your visions and your dreams. Some people don't even need to know about them, because what happens is people that cannot see your vision, they'll tend to try to talk you out of your vision with their negativity. And so that's why, you know, I've learned over the years at a young age, actually, not to tell everybody everything that I'm doing. And I guess that's somewhat like, you know, Brother Hooney's show last night, you know, with the players, you know, with chess. You know, you have to not let people know your next move until you do it. And so that plays a big role in our visions and our dreams, so that we can focus and not be around negative energy and people that, you know, can't see what you see. And a lot of people are jealous. So you definitely don't want to share what you're planning on doing with anybody. That can go as far as family as well. The closest family members could even be jealous. So you have to be so very careful who you share your dreams and your visions with. And I always like to say, you know, the story of Joseph. He shared all of his dreams with his brothers, and look what they did to him. So, but then, in the end, look what it did to him, okay? So he wound up being much greater, and they had to come to him for help. So stay focused, and again, I am so very proud of you ladies, and just keep doing it and doing it and doing it well, and you're great. And WBNN, all of our hosts are great, and I'm so very proud of all of you WBNN hosts calling in, supporting each other, and just keep up the good work, everybody. Awesome job. And again, Alicia, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show tonight. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Milewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned for WBNN Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla J, and News Forum, Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And by the way, that's me, everybody. So tune in this Sunday. We're going to be, again, talking about wrongful convictions, about gun violence in America. And we're going to talk a little bit about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Why? Because it is his birthday on Sunday. Yes, on Sunday, that's his birthday. And, of course, Monday, we have our special MLK tribute. So stay tuned, everybody. Don't forget to tune in. And now, back to our wonderful, wonderful host of All-in-One program, Alicia Lavon.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Chinchilla. That was very warming to hear from you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Like Tiana said, sometimes we don't know, you know, if you're able to listen in, but it's awesome that you're there and you're listening and you're supporting as well. So we appreciate that. I as well enjoyed the show tonight, enjoyed, you know, everybody who called in, and I appreciate the support. And that's Ngozi Time. I'm your host, Alicia Lavon, with All in One, and I hope everyone has a wonderful night.
Yeah.